Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. President Biden on his first overseas trip as president. We have the story.
Senator Moran calls for a count of jobs lost due to the shutting down of the Keystone Pipeline. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Sedgwick County Sheriff Deputy will not be charged with domestic violence. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. It looks like another day we'll need to find some shade or stay hydrated, as temperatures will be at their warmest this week with a dangerously high heat index this afternoon. Our complete forecast in just a few minutes.
President Biden is on his first overseas trip since taking office. First stop, a meeting with U.S. forces stationed at the Royal Air Force Base Mildenhall in the U.K. Fox's Benjamin Hall was there.
President Biden met with U.S. troops who were stationed here and their families, and where he spoke about his intentions for the coming days.
I'm heading to the G7, then to the NATO ministerial, and then to meet with Mr. Putin to let him know what I want him to know.
From there, he came down to Cornwall, the southwestern tip of England, where 5,000 police are securing the area. Overhead radar systems are in place. Even a naval battleship lies off the coast. But the real threats that President Biden and other leaders of the G7 will be discussing, well, they lie further afield. Cyber attacks originating in Russia, the aggression and oppression of China.
The president will also be meeting with Queen Elizabeth at Windsor Castle this Sunday.
The developer of the Keystone XL pipeline is ending the project. TransCanada says it simply ran out of options after President Biden took office in January and revoked its permit.
The pipeline was designed to carry 830,000 barrels of crude oil from Canada to Nebraska on a daily basis. The company would have connected to lines already built in Cowley and Butler counties here in Kansas. The company says the whole line would have created 20,000 construction and manufacturing jobs and more than 100,000 direct and indirect jobs. On Wednesday, Kansas Senator Jerry Moran introduced the Defending Keystone Jobs Act, requiring the Labor Department to submit a report to Congress on the number of jobs lost as a result of the administration's move to cancel construction. Senator Moran is also calling on the administration to reverse its policy. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputy has been placed on restricted duty.
The Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office declined to file charges against a sheriff's deputy accused of domestic violence. KSN reports the sheriff's office said Deputy Clayton Blackwood was arrested on May 29th on suspicion of domestic violence disorderly conduct stemming from an incident involving the deputy's domestic partner, who was also arrested. The sheriff's office said the deputy returned to restricted duty pending the outcome of the internal investigation. While on restricted duty, Blackwood will not have contact with the public. Blackwood has been employed at the sheriff's office for 5 years. Steve Boyer, KNSS News.
The world's largest meat processor says it paid millions of dollars in ransom to hackers who attacked its systems.
The U.S. division of the multinational meat processor JBS confirmed the company shelled out about $11 million after being hit by a ransomware attack. The company, crippled by the hack, and said it was a difficult decision to make that payment, but they had to do it to prevent potential risk for customers. The FBI blames the attack on a Russian-speaking gang called R-Evil. Colonial Pipeline also paid a ransom to a Russia-based hacking group. The fuel supplier paid a ransom of about $4.4 million worth of bitcoins. The Justice Department has said it found and recaptured most of that. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Labor Secretary Marty Walsh was on Capitol Hill Wednesday testifying about the job market and unemployment benefits.
Walsh was also asked about inflation and prices popping for consumers by Congressman Jim Banks.
Is it a good sign for our economy that the American people are spending more dollars substantially every time they pump gas or go to the grocery store? Is that good for our economy?
Actually, the president's plan is working right now.
While the middle class may be paying more for groceries and gas, Walsh says the president's plan working means people making under $400,000 aren't paying more in taxes. In Washington, Hillary Vaughn, Fox News.
KNSS News Time, 8:03, 3 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Hockey action last night in downtown Wichita in the playoffs, and we'll recap that one coming up in sports.
Texas fan pleads guilty to plotting to blow up an Amazon data center in Virginia. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. A Texas man has pleaded guilty to plotting to blow up an Amazon data center in Virginia. Prosecutors say 28-year-old Seth Aaron Pendley of Wichita Falls entered his plea before a federal magistrate in his hometown Wednesday. Court papers show Pendley admitted that he told an undercover FBI agent posing as an explosives supplier that he wanted to blow up Amazon web servers. Pendley said the targeted servers fed the FBI, CIA, and other federal agencies. He was arrested in April while accepting decoy items he believed were bombs. Pendley faces a prison sentence of 5 to 20 years.
Congress getting involved in the debate over whether college athletes should be allowed to make money.
It's no longer about whether a change should be made. It's now about how to get it done. As the Supreme Court prepares a ruling on whether NCAA rules limiting student-athlete compensation violates antitrust laws, 19 states have taken matters into their own hands, allowing college athletes to make money off their name, likeness, and image. The NCAA says that can't stand, and Congress needs to step in. There's broad agreement on narrow legislation that would allow student-athletes a slice of the billions universities, the NCAA, and private companies make on college sports. But Democrats want to reach further, incorporating medical care, revenue sharing, and lifetime scholarships.
That's Fox's Jackie Heinrich reporting from Capitol Hill.
Some residents in southern Arizona had to bear a power outage, literally.
That wasn't a utility worker on a utility pole in Wilcox, but a bear, and it ended up tangled in some wires. A company lineman says they immediately disabled the power. He then went up in a bucket lift and tried to nudge the bear with an 8-foot fiberglass stick. After biting and grabbing the stick at times, the animal went down on its own and ran off into the desert. Customers were without power for about 15 minutes. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A mysterious substance found on a beach in Maine has now been identified. Residents are grossed out.
Scientists have determined that a black substance that had settled on a beach in Maine is made up of millions of dead bugs. One of the regulars who walks on Wells Beach took photos of the substance in the sand on Tuesday after it stained his feet black and sent them to the State Department of Environmental Protection. Eventually, a retired oceanographer living nearby took a sample and looked at it under her microscope. She saw that it was made up of many little bug carcasses. Officials still trying to determine where they came from and why. It's John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
The Kansas Department of Transportation now warning us about a new road construction project that's going to be changing things. This is today from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., southbound I-135 exit to southbound I-235. That is going to close at 9 a.m. today and reopen around 3 p.m. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Once again, we could see some patchy areas of low clouds develop in south-central Kansas. Very hot and humid this afternoon, getting to 92 for the high. But with the heat index, combining the humidity, it will feel more like 100. Scattered clouds tonight, our low 74. And as the front moves in tomorrow, we could see an isolated thunderstorm with a high 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 73 degrees, southeast wind at 5 miles per hour. 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. Steve, at 10 in the morning on this Thursday, June 10th. General Motors has introduced a special edition Corvette Stingray for 2022 called the IMSAG GTLM Championship Edition. Dumb name. The car represents GM's aim to deliver a luxury sports car that is not only attainable but also competitive with its exotic counterparts. Stingray is a supercar that is within financial reach with a base price starting at $62,195. Although the special edition revealed Wednesday is nearly $100,000, it is still a reasonable price point for a car fanatic who wants to own a vehicle that is in the same class.
Yeah, it's just $100,000.
Third of the price, yet the third of a price of a Ferrari or a McLaren, but hey,
true.
It's still a Chevy. 8:11 now, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock, Steve and Ted. And Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, is with us this morning. It looks like American Airlines wants employees to work more and get paid less. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, guys. So, yeah, what do? Your company says, love you, appreciate your work. We'd like you to work a few extra shifts without pay. what do you say to that? Is that a test? I don't know. That's what American Airlines is doing. It gears up for what it expects will be unprecedented summer travel demand. It's asking its employees to volunteer to work without pay as travel skyrockets. It's reportedly asking employees to take on six-hour shifts, those shifts, it says, that are not required. And that from a company memo obtained by the Dallas Morning News. Delta Airlines did something similar last month, asking volunteers, staffers, to volunteer for additional work. The airline was, the industry as a whole, as you know, was hit really, really hard last year. And I mean, 90,000 jobs were cut because of the pandemic. Now, American says that it expects its pilots to be fully back up to staff by midsummer. American Airlines Group's annual revenue for this last year, well, the 12 months ending March 31st, 2021, was about $12 billion. That's a 70% decline year over year. So it's lost some money. You look at 2019, it was $45 billion. It was a 2.75% increase from, 2019, that was a 3% increase from the previous year. So it's got to make some cuts somewhere. Some would say, look, that's a lot. You're still making money. So why do you need the volunteers? That's something that American Airlines will have to address. We'll leave that to the public to decide. But the bottom line is we're getting on more airplanes. The TSA says 2 million of us passed airport checkpoints across the country earlier this week. And that is the highest number of travelers since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. So people are trusting. They're getting back up on airplanes. And that's a good thing.
Jeff, with American Airlines, is there any union involvement here? Are they represented in any way?
No, I would say probably not, because you know, if unions were involved, I think we without working working without pay. I mean, come on, what's yeah? No, that I don't think so. And obviously, the airline can't hire temp workers. Yeah. So it's asking employees to pitch in a little bit more above and beyond. And again, you know, what do? You're a dedicated employee. You want to help out. You want to make sure, you know, the viability and longevity of the company. So we'll see. I doubt we're going to get a report showing how many people showed up for those unpaid shifts, but I'm sure people will do it.
You ever work in local radio, Jeff?
Oh yeah, that's how I got my start.
So
and let me tell you, all those years were unpaid, and I loved every minute of it, because yeah. I had a vision. But I you know, when you've been working for decades for a company that's making billions of dollars, and they tell you to take on extra shifts, that might be a different view. But again, you know, what do?
Well, I'll tell
you. How do you say no?
If I'm an employee and the company is just bleeding, you know, and no profit in the toilet, but they're going to make a ton of money out of this. And you know what they used to call that slavery before the Civil War. I don't know what they call it now down there. Oh, this is, to me, I have an opinion about this, and I'm pretty strong on it. I think when people work, they ought to get paid. Anyway, Jeff,
yeah.
Thanks for your help this morning, buddy. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, American Airlines, said, hey, we're going to your work for more. We're not going to pay you for your work, by the way. That shows you what we value, how we value your work here in the big office here in the headquarters. We don't value your work, but hey, go ahead and do it for it, and we're not going to pay you. I find it offensive. Well,
that's what interns are for.
Yeah.
That's what that word means.
Now, people will have in business will be asked to make sacrifices. You and I have. We're not going to go into what they are or how they are, but you know, when a company's doing real good though, and things are getting great, you need to be paid for it. I think. And as what Jeff Manasso was saying, it's unprecedented number of passengers climbing on planes. They're late because TSA can't move them through.
It's not unprecedented. Yeah. We've handled much more than this before.
Yeah, well, not in a long time.
They need to get their act together.
Yeah, if they laid off too many people, and there it comes. All right, it's coming up on 8:16. Steve and Ted, get a dog who vanished for 2 days after being ejected from a vehicle during a car accident. Well, the dog has been found apparently doing the job it was bred to do, herding sheep. The spokesman review reported, this is in Spokane, Washington, that Linda Oswald's family and their dog, Tilly, were driving on an Idaho highway Sunday, crashed into another car, launching the Border Collie and Red Heeler mix and prompting an immediate search. Oswald said the family wrote a Facebook post that was shared more than 3,000 times. A family recognized the dog in the photo as the dog they saw on their farm Tuesday. Families say Tilly was drawn to the farm sheep and trying to herd. Apparently, she's never done it before.
Doing your job.
Tilly knows what her job is.
In the DNA, yeah.
There you go. 8:18, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for sports now with Ted Woodward. And we got to talk about hockey this morning and the Thunder, right, Ted?
Yeah, two straight nights, back-to-back playoff games at home for the Wichita Thunder. Game two was last night. Packed house, 900-plus Thunder fans into the Wichita Ice Center to see if their team could get a win at home. It was 1-1 after the first period, and then Wichita just kept the faucet going. Two goals in the second period, two more in the third period. Wichita wins at 5-2, three of those five goals on power play opportunities. Meanwhile, the Thunder defense was killing 6 of 7 power play chances for the Comets. All right, the best of five series is now tied at 1 game apiece. The rest of the series will be in Indiana, so good that Wichita got that win last night.
Yeah.
First home win in the playoffs for the Thunder in 8 years. It had been a long time coming. So, yeah, good for the Thunder to get that win last night, and we'll see if they can get things done on the road the rest of the way in the Western Conference semifinals. We have two huge national championship games that are going to be right here in Wichita today. It's the JUCO Men's Soccer Championship Games for Division I and Division II national tournaments. Up at the Stryker Complex in Northeast Wichita. First up at 4 o'clock, the Division II Championship game, CCBC Essex of Maryland taking on Southeastern Iowa. That's at 4 o'clock. And then the Division I National Title game is this evening at 7 o'clock at Stryker. Number 1, undefeated Iowa Western taking on number 2, Salt Lake, Utah. One of the assistant coaches for Iowa Western is John Shod, who went to Derby. Grew up here, and of course, he was a soccer guy.
Hometown
guy.
His
dad is Steve Shod.
Yeah.
Longtime sports figure here in town. So, good luck, and go check out those national championship soccer games that are taking place today up at Stryker in the northeast part of town. Major League Baseball last night, the Kansas City Royals in Anaheim taking on the Los Angeles Angels last night. Another game in Anaheim that did not really yield much fruit for the Royals. You heard the game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Trying to keep any more runs from coming in, but there's a little single to center field. One run is in, two runs are in, and Wong comes through, driving into second and third runs on the year as both Ward and Iglesias score on that base hit up the middle, and the Angel lead is 5-1.
Final score would be 6-1. Three-game sweep for the Angels. None of them were close, as the Royals got outscored 22-5, getting swept
wow.
In Anaheim. They can't get out of there fast enough.
Yikes.
Well, they'll move up the coast and take on the Oakland Athletics. The first-place A's in the Royals go at it. It's a four-game series starting tonight. You can listen to the game at 8:30 this evening, and that's on 97.5 and 1240 KFH as the Royals try to snap their five-game losing skid. Yesterday afternoon in the minor leagues, the Wichita Wind Surge at Tulsa. This was a 0-0 game going into the bottom of the ninth inning. That's where Tulsa won it, 1-0. Tulsa in the bottom of the ninth, got things going because of back-to-back walks with one out.
Base on balls.
Eventually, an infield single scores one of those walks, and game's over. Tulsa 1-0. Three losses in a row for the Surge. They've been outscored 18-3 during the losing streak. And they went 0-6 with runners in scoring position yesterday. Could get the offense cranked up. 5,300 on hand in Tulsa yesterday for that day game. All right, same two teams tonight. Surge in Tulsa for game three of a six-game set between these two. Happy birthday today to Brad Golden, catcher. He is 65 today, was the catcher for the 1982 Wichita Arrows, the guy that played 7 years in the big leagues. He was the catcher for the New York Yankees in their first game after the death of Thurman Munson in 1979.
Oh, is that right?
And he started at catcher for the Yankees the first game after Munson's funeral. Mm. Thurman Munson, the Yankee captain, died in a plane crash in 1979. Brad Golden was all part of that process of taking over Munson's position after that. And then, you know, caught for the 82 Arrows and trying to get back to the big leagues at that point. Happy birthday to Brad Golden, 65 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. What about rich people not paying taxes? Well, Sean's going to talk about that coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.